There's something strange happening along the coast of Southern California. It's the latest in a string of rare phenomena that scientists link to unusually warm ocean waters. NPR's Kirk Ziegler went to have a look.
Gaze out over the wooden railing on the Newport Beach Pier, and you can't miss this long, bright red line cutting across the sand for miles down the beach. Get closer, and you can see that this red blob is moving. These are actually rare pelagic red crabs, tens of thousands of them, in fact. They're a couple inches long. They look more crayfish than crab. They're a hit with kids.
They're really cool because when people come and pick them up, they don't try to pinch you for some reason.
Tyler Roberts is holding two in her palm.
Yeah, like they have little hairs.
It's pretty cool, huh?
And they eat from right there. They open.
These deep water red crabs are usually only found in warmer waters off Baja, Mexico. Well, the other weird thing is that they don't usually swim to shore. They're not adapted to sand, so most washing up here are dying or already dead.
Let's go put it back in the ocean.
So here in Newport, it's an active search and rescue operation.
I'd probably say 20?
In the morning, 15, 20? Like 12, maybe?
Yeah. Armies of kids are combing the beaches, scooping up the live ones, trotting out to the waves and gently putting the red crabs back in the water.
My brother is like helping, putting them in the bucket, then I come take him out, put him into the sea, because he doesn't want to touch them.
So. This one's dead.
This one's not dead.
Elise Lockwood and her cousin Rachel Del Mastro are coordinating things.
There's so many poor little crabs dying.
Their efforts are probably futile, but it is a learning experience. Scientists say this invasion of pelagic red crabs is offering a glimpse into a part of the marine world that's rarely seen.
Every now and then, the ocean sort of gives up some of her secrets and lets, you know, the layperson, the typical folk at the beach, get to see what she's really all about.
At the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, marine biologist Dave Bader says the last time there was a major sighting of pelagic crabs was back in the 80s. Then, like now, there was an El Nino warming the Pacific.
We've had the same temperature water we have right now we had back in January. Actually, it was a little bit warmer even back in January. So we've had just this anomaly of warm water, and with that, we're going to find those animals that live in that warm water as well, including the pelagic red crabs.
There have also been rare sightings of by-the-wind sailor and black jellyfish, to name two. Bader says a prolonged warming event would be trouble for mammals like whales and sea lions. But for now, the crab sightings are pretty amazing and a little sad for tourists like Amy McLean and her son Owen.
So I was back there watching him, and he kept picking him up and running to the ocean because I want to give him a second chance at life.
I was like, second chance!
Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Newport Beach, California.